Deceased now. In fact, her birthday was just on the 29th of June, and it's hard to believe that she has been gone for a little bit over 7 years now. And I just want to go over some of the characteristics of my grandmother, whom we called Madea. She was a non-judgmental person. She was acceptable, hospitable, filled with the spirit of community. She welcomed people from all walks of life, letting them know as soon as they entered the threshold of that apartment in the projects, you are welcome here. She would stretch her money to feed her family, and there was always enough left over for random visitors. My grandmother, Madea, was very matter of fact, and she did not have a whole lot to say, but those things that she did say were very important. It was straight to the point, and she got to the main issue. She had a love for her children, her grandchildren, nieces and nephews, and just her family in general. And when I think about my grandmother, I can remember so many of her little quotes, which I'm going to have to, as my therapist reminded me, to put them in a book and be able to keep it so that my have it so that my kids could have something that they could keep and be able to pass on. But one of her quotes came from the Bible. A lot of the other ones probably from living in the South. But she would always say, whenever we said something negative about something, well, as a man thinketh, so is he. And it wasn't until I really, as a kid, started to get into God's word. And then later, even as an adult, it's like, wait a minute, that was right from scripture. Another one of her quotes, if is a crooked letter. Whenever you said, if so such and such happened, then I'm going to do this. She would say, if is a crooked letter. Another one of her quotes, use your head for more than a hat rack. And I will admit that there was, that we have a family history of yellers, unfortunately. But my grandmother did not yell a lot. And she basically got our attention just from her sayings day to day. Let me twist this cat tail. That is what she told me when I kept fiddling around in my hair to try to figure out if she was done pressing it yet. And each child is different. When I think about my own two children, my son was one that I would have to just quote a few Bible verses and remind him of God's word and how he wants us to be obedient and honest. And that would be enough to cause him to, as my grandmother and the older folks would have said, straighten up and flat right. And my daughter, on the other hand, the talking was not going to get the end result with her. She had to try things out and see for herself. My grandmother treated us all the same. Even though we were all wired up differently, she treated all of her grandkids the same. She showed all of us love, and it wasn't so much with hugging and kissing and that type of thing, but it was with her acts of service, pressing our hair, sitting in the kitchen for hours to make breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And when I think about her cooking, it makes me go back to just being able to smell the cakes that were cooking in the oven, or fighting with my cousin over whose turn it was going to be to lick the bowl from the cake mix. And back then, we didn't worry about having salmonella poisoning. For some reason, we didn't. And I also can remember her making cornbread, which she called flapjacks, and they looked like pancakes. But oh my goodness, they were so good. And along with my culture, when we have a lot of food from the South, we end up using our fingers and dipping a little bit of this and that to eat it. That's the best type of eating that there is. But my grandmother, with my dear, there was simplicity. And as I said before, there was community. There was hospitality. And there was her presence. Just her presence that drew people from far and wide to come and visit. So the question that we're going to be thinking about is, what will they say about you and me? Then my grandmother Mommy, she was my great grandmother, rather, and this was my mother's father's mother. So my mother's grandmother and my great grandmother, Mommy, and I did not get a chance to be around her a whole lot. And she passed away when I was 3 years old. However, I have enough stories from my aunts and from my mother to be able to come up with some of her. And they like to describe her as a 4 foot something woman. And I can remember she was caramel complexion with long white hair. And what they said she would do when they would go over to her house is have them to brush her hair and to recite Bible verses. So just ever since they were a young age, she would instill the word of God into them. She wanted them to have a love for God's word. When I think about Mommy, the verses that come to mind would be Deuteronomy, the 11th chapter and the 18th through 21st verses. Therefore shall ye lay up these words, these my words in your heart and your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And ye shall teach them to your children, speaking of them when thou sittest down in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up, and when thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, and the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. For if ye shall diligently keep all these commandments which I command you, to do them, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to cleave unto him. And so it makes me think about a lot of times as moms, we say we're so busy, we don't have time to do this and that and the other. But as they brushed her hair, they quoted Bible verses. So for us, as our children are getting ready to go out to school, and right now we're in a pandemic, so those schedules have changed. School has basically been home. But as getting ready for school, whether it's home or going out to a school building, tying their shoes, Bible verses. At breakfast, saying grace. At nighttime, when they go to bed, saying Bible verses. Combing and brushing their hair. And it's a lot of times we think that we have to have, like, the quantity has to be a whole lot of time involved. But it's the little bit here and the little bit there. As they said, there's more that's caught than taught. And that she instilled in them and that they remember and appreciate to this day. And when it comes to my grandmother, Madea, whose life, her characteristics spoke for themselves. It makes me think of 2 Timothy, the first chapter, and I want to read the first through the ninth verses. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, I thank whom I serve for my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois, and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God has not given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who have saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. And so in verse 5, 2 Timothy, the first chapter, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also, it makes me think about the example that my grandmother showed as far as her life and getting it together. And then in turn, my mother, who was a teenager when she had me, was able to show me an example of love, rubbing my back at night and reading stories to me every night before I went to bed. And I had not been to church yet, but she had me to pray every night. The Now I Lay Me Down to Sleep prayer. She had me to say grace when I ate. And I remember those things. And it makes me think about my grandmother and the example that she had to have set for her kids in order for my mom to know that this was the right thing for her to do, even before she started taking me to church. And so once again, I'm coming up with the question, what will they say about you and me? It's just a little food for thought on this Sunday afternoon, but enough to get us thinking of how and the how and the what, as far as what we can do to leave a legacy for our children, for our grandchildren, and for our great, great grandchildren. I want to thank you for listening to episode 64 of Healing Our Brokenness, and I hope that you have a blessed rest of your Sunday. Until next time. Instead of burn and perish away in nights never so cold without his grace, how could I say that I've seen the world from his great love? How could I know what he could love? How would I have seen what he had in store for me if I didn't give up and let him be my valley of grace, where things would change and maybe they'd take up the cross I again? Of grace never was the same after he had died. The love that refined, and I won't go back the way it was again.